Greetings, friends. The question I have for you today is, what is the abomination of desolation? The abomination of desolation is an end-time, corrupt, and carnal king that sets himself up in the Jerusalem temple as supreme ruler, and he causes his army to stop the daily sacrifice of the Jews in the Jerusalem temple and eventually destroys the temple. He goes on to destroy the city of Jerusalem and even goes on to destroy the people of Jerusalem and Judea. And this, my friends, is the prelude to the Great Tribulation. When you see this abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then you should be fleeing to the mountains. Why? Because the Great Tribulation is about to break forth. So it is very, very important for us to understand very clearly what is the abomination of desolation, so that when you see it, you will understand exactly what it is. So I'm going to repeat that definition. The abomination of desolation is an end-time, corrupt, and carnal king that sets himself up in the Jerusalem temple as supreme ruler. Now that means that this Jerusalem temple will have to be rebuilt, and it will be rebuilt by the Jews. And this person is going to come in and set himself up as the supreme ruler in this temple. And then he's going to cause his army to stop the daily sacrifice of the Jews in that temple. And eventually he will destroy the temple and destroy the city of Jerusalem and destroy the people of Jerusalem and Judea. This is the prelude to the Great Tribulation. Now, has anything like this ever happened before? The answer is yes. We can prove it by turning to God's word and by turning to man's word, which of course is history. The first example of an abomination of desolation, not the abomination of desolation, because that's a future occurrence, the abomination of desolation, but the first example of an abomination of desolation had to do with the first temple. And you're going to notice something, that all of the abominations of desolations spoken of in the scriptures have to do with the Jerusalem temple. So this first example of an abomination of desolation has to do with the first temple. And this first temple, as you remember, was built by Solomon. Now this occurred around 590 BC, this abomination of desolation. It occurred around 590 BC at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Now this occurrence happened before the prophecy in Daniel, so we know that this is not the abomination of desolation, the abomination of desolation, but it is an example of an abomination of desolation. So King Nebuchadnezzar, he destroyed the first temple. That's the first thing he did. Second thing he did was he destroyed the city of Jerusalem. And then the third thing he did was he destroyed many of the Jews. And you'll notice that same pattern also with the abominations of desolations, is that a king will come in setting himself up as the supreme ruler and will destroy the temple, will destroy the city of Jerusalem, and will destroy the people of Jerusalem or Judea, which of course we know as Israel. Those three themes run throughout the abominations of desolations. Now the second example of an abomination of desolation had to do with the second temple. And this abomination of desolation actually followed Daniel's prophecy, because Daniel prophesied around 530 BC, maybe 520, 510 BC is when Daniel spoke his prophecy. And again, the first one at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar happened in 590 BC. Now the second one, it started around 167 BC. So this second abomination of desolation, which followed Daniel's prophecy, and Daniel made his prophecy around 530, 520, 510 BC, this second example of an abomination of desolation started around 167 BC, and this occurred at the hands of Antiochus Epiphanes. And I say it started around that time because this abomination of desolation actually didn't end until around 70 AD, when the Second Temple was destroyed, and when the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and when many of the Jews were destroyed. But in 167 BC, Antiochus Epiphanes started the abomination of desolation. Now, you may be saying, well, how can you say this because there's only one abomination of desolation? That is true. I agree with that 100%. There's no question. There is only one abomination of desolation that is the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet that is prophesied to occur in the end time. But these first two that had to do with the first two temples are types of what will happen in the future. And in the Bible, there are plenty of prophecies that have a type and then an anti-type, or a first fulfillment and then a second fulfillment, or a lesser fulfillment and then the greater fulfillment. This is also a pattern that you see in the Bible. And this pattern we can see, for example, in Israel, when Israel was freed from Egyptian slavery around 1450 BC. That was a miracle, of course, that God performed primarily through the hands of Moses. And that happened around 1450 BC. This is known as the Exodus. But doesn't the Bible prophesy that there will be a second Exodus? This time, it won't be through Moses. This time, it will be through Messiah. When Messiah's second coming occurs, that will be the second Exodus, because Messiah this time will bring Israel out of captivity. This will be the second Exodus. So there's a first fulfillment, and then there's a second fulfillment. In like manner, literal Babylon, the literal physical nation of Babylon, ruled the world around 600 BC. From around 600 to 500 BC, they ruled the world. But mystery Babylon will rule the world shortly before our Lord's second coming. You heard about mystery Babylon. You can read about that in Revelation, the book of Revelation. Well, this is a Babylonian system. A lot of the same religious practices, a lot of the same political and military practices that literal Babylon used will be used in this mystery Babylonian system. And this mystery Babylon will rule the world shortly before our Lord's second coming. Now, we also have the example of Elijah. Elijah the prophet lived around 860 BC. That's 860 years before Christ, when the real person, Elijah the prophet, lived. But the Bible also prophesied that a type of Elijah, a person coming in the spirit of Elijah, would come again, and he did come again in the form of John the Baptist. John the Baptist, of course, came on the scene around 25 AD, prophesying right before Christ appeared on the scene. So that's a second fulfillment, a second Elijah. But in this case, there's even a third Elijah, which is prophesied to come. He's prophesied to come a few years before Christ's second coming. So in this case, we actually have three. Elijah the prophet in 860 BC, then John the Baptist, who came in the spirit of Elijah in 25 AD, and then a third Elijah is prophesied to come a few years before Christ's second coming. In like manner, then, the abomination of desolation will have its third and final fulfillment shortly before Yeshua's second coming. All right, so we have the first example of an abomination of desolation happening to the first temple, and that was the temple that Solomon built. It occurred at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, around 590 BC. That's when that abomination of desolation occurred. And what happened was the temple was destroyed, the city was destroyed, the city of Jerusalem, and many of the Jews in Judea were destroyed. The second example of an abomination of desolation occurred beginning in 167 BC at the hands of Antiochus Epiphanes and ended in 70 AD at the hands of the Roman Emperor Titus. And what happened? course, you had the destruction of the second temple, which was really built by Ezra and Nehemiah, and then rebuilt or redesigned and expanded by Herod. So in many cases, you'll hear it referred to as Herod's temple. That temple was destroyed in 70 AD. The city of Jerusalem was also destroyed, and many of the Jews were destroyed. That same pattern will occur again in the future as we hit the fulfillment of the abomination of desolation. The temple will be destroyed, the city of Jerusalem will be destroyed, and the Jews living in Israel will be destroyed, many of them. And now let's look at this history of this first abomination of desolation, which was at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. We're going to read a little bit of this in the book of Daniel. So please, if you would, turn with me to Daniel, the first chapter, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. In Daniel, the first chapter, in verses 1 and 2, it says, "In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God." Now we see the details of this, because that was just an overview. The details of this would be found in 2 Chronicles chapter 36 and verses 5 through 21. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 36 and verses 5 through 21. Here it says that Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign. He did evil in the sight of Yahweh. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, brought him in chains to Babylon. Subsequently, Jehoiakim and Zedekiah and all the chief priests and the people trespassed very greatly after all, now catch this, after all of the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of Yahweh. So these abominations caused something. What did they cause? Let's go on. It says, "But they mocked the messengers of God until his wrath arose against his people because there was no remedy." God had tried over and over again to get his people, Israel, to straighten up, and specifically the nation of Judah. But they wouldn't listen. "Therefore Yahweh brought upon them Nebuchadnezzar, who did what? Slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and took all the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and burnt the house of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. And them that escaped from the sword he enslaved in Babylon. And Judah was captive until the reign of the Persian kingdom. This was done to fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah, that 70 years would elapse until the land enjoyed its Sabbath." So here we have some very key phrases here where it says that the people trespassed very greatly against God, and they committed the abominations of the nations, which is idolatrous practices. What did that do? That polluted the house of Yahweh. That polluted the temple. That was an abomination to God. So what happened? God sent Nebuchadnezzar to punish them. Nebuchadnezzar slew many of the priests right there in the temple, and then he took the treasures out of the temple and finally burnt down the temple, broke down the walls of Jerusalem and destroyed much of the city, and then destroyed many more of the people and took the rest captive. Again, that same pattern that you see occurred here, where three things happened. The temple was destroyed, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and many of the people were destroyed.